You would like to think that the leader of an organization can have a big effect on it, and some do. By many accounts, the late Apple CEO Steve Jobs had a huge effect. But it is hard to turn a big ship, and we report next on the equivalent of a CEO in a public school district, the superintendent. A new study suggests that by one key measure, the person at the top is almost irrelevant. Eric Westervelt of NPR's Ed Team explains.
Reform-minded superintendents often grab media attention. They're in charge of big budgets, sprawling bureaucracies, and in theory, they set the educational agenda. Several have gone on to lead the Federal Education Department, including current Secretary Arne Duncan. But do superintendents matter when it comes to student success?
We just don't see a whole lot of difference in student achievement that correlates with who the superintendent has to be.
That's Matthew Chingos. He's a senior fellow at the Brown Center on Education Policy at the Brookings Institution. He's co-author of what's really the first broad study of any link between superintendents and student success. Chingos analyzed student test score data from Florida and North Carolina over a 10-year period. His conclusion? Hiring a new superintendent made almost no difference when measured by test scores.
One way to look at it is what percentage of the differences in student achievement are explained by the superintendent. We find it's very small, about 0.3%.
And they're also often short timers. The average superintendent sticks around for only 3 to 4 years. The study shows that student achievement does not improve the longer a superintendent serves within their districts. That seize the day school superintendent, Chingos' study shows, is largely a fiction. He argues that the data show that it's the wider system, including school governance, culture, community, that proves far more important than the individual sitting in the superintendent's office.
When you see a district that's doing really well with a visionary superintendent, it may also have a very proactive school board, a very involved community, and a whole bunch of other things that go along.
Now, this is just one measure, student test results. The report doesn't examine other metrics, such as whether superintendents wisely handle budgets and bureaucracies, training and services, and what, if any, impact that work has on student achievement. Still, numerous studies show the power effective principals and teachers have. And this study is likely to reinforce the historic impression that too many superintendents are still paper-pushing administrative overlords wedded to traditionalist views.
There is too much focus on these top-down reformers and the idea of the crusading superstar superintendent, and not enough on the people who matter more, the principals and teachers.
Dana Goldstein is author of the new book, The Teacher Wars, A History of America's Most Embattled Profession.
I think a good superintendent empowers school leaders, empowers leading visionary principals, and teacher leaders at the school level. But what we actually see is that, the superintendent would sometimes squash interesting ideas. So you'd have principals afraid to try something new, afraid to try something innovative.
Goldstein says more local American public schools desperately need more autonomy and authority to innovate. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.